brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. The United States has been seized by a global corporate crime cartel called the New World Order. We just played Lou Dobbs last hour telling you that. We've been reporting that for over a decade here. They lied us premeditatedly into war against Iraq, and like Hitler turning east, they now want to go into Iran. The torture, the murder, the secret police, all by design. They meant Iraq to be a quagmire as a pretext to build permanent bases there. It's all in official, published Pentagon documents. It's sick, and they had the nerve to tell our troops, you'll be back in time for Christmas. We're only going to be there 6 months when they plan to be there at least 30 years. And now top generals have been saying that. It's just unbelievable. Your call's coming up in about 20 minutes, 1-800-259-9231. Later, I'm going to air this clip of O'Reilly and just illustrate the low-grade lies he puts out. But we are joined by Robert Watata. His son is Lieutenant Aaron Watata, and he's being court-martialed. He's on record why he's refusing to go back to Iraq. He's on record why the war is illegal, how he's been, how we've all been lied to, how this is an immoral, improper war, and his father's very well spoken, and I'm told is somewhat of an anti-corruption crusader in his own right in Hawaii. So, Mr. Watata, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Alex.
You bet. Just in a nutshell, tell us about yourself, your son, what's happening, how you got to this point, and then let's come back, because we're about to break in a few minutes, and then break down what's currently happening.
Okay, just a little bit about myself, Alex, is that in the Vietnam War, I don't know if we can call it a war, it was a slaughter, that the Americans perpetrated on the Vietnamese, Cambodians, and Laotians. I was just getting out of college at that time, and I refused to participate in that war because I just felt it was just completely wrong, it was completely unjust. And of course, I went to the Peace Corps, and I later went on to college to maintain a student deferment. But on to my son. My son joined the Army in early 2003, based upon the call by the president that there were terrorists all across the country, that people had needed to join the military to defend our country.
So your son, in a well-meaning way, bought into the propaganda.
He bought into the propaganda. Sorry to say, but I try to convince him otherwise. But, you know, young people are young people, and he made up his own mind.
That's why they target 18-year-olds.
That's right. They don't think and they don't read a whole lot. But unfortunately, my son did join. It was for patriotic reasons. It was to defend our country. And it was sad, of course, that he did go into the Army, and he later became an officer and was deployed to Korea for a year. So he wasn't too familiar with what was going on in Iraq because he was in Korea, which is a war zone, by the way. And then he was brought back to the United States, and he went to Fort Lewis, Washington, where he was assigned to a Striker Brigade in the middle of 2005. It was at this point that he began studying all about what was happening in Iraq, all the wars, the battles and so forth. And he was also hearing from people who had been in Iraq, soldiers, and coming back. And sadly, some of those never came back. And, he had to deal with the grief of some of the families. It was at this point that he began realizing that our president wholesale lied to the country, lied to, the military. Lied
Stay
to
there, Mr. Watata. We'll talk about your son, what's happening to him with the court-martialing on the other side of this quick break. And they're talking about a national draft, folks. They're pushing it big time. When will they come for your sons and daughters?
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For stations just joining us, we're talking to the father of Lieutenant Aaron Watada, Robert Watada. And this young man joined the military, was in for a few years. He heard the call in 2003. Was in, for stations that just joined us, recapping, he was there in the demilitarized zone, there in South Korea. Then he was sent back to the U.S. started talking to troops that were coming back about how horrible it was. And I want to add this. I'm right here in Austin, Texas. There's military bases all around me. I have family in the military. I talk to people in the military. And I'd say about 85% of them hate the war, say it's all lies, know it's a joke, know it's a fraud, know it's all a big Halliburton profit operation. Okay, they know that, they understand that. Now, I do have one person in my family who just has been in the military for 20 years, and if they said jump off a cliff, he'd do it. And he's a smart guy, but it's willful, you know, cult member behavior. And this is what happens to people. But this is not the John Wayne military, okay? This is not Iwo Jima. This is not the sands of Normandy. This is pure wickedness. And, again, when you read the Israeli plan in 83 to break the country up in three parts of endless war, they want civil war, you read the 2002 U.S. military plan, there is no doubt that mission has been accomplished. That's death, destruction, huge profits, endless war. That's why they disbanded the Iraqi military and security forces. When all the experts said it'll make it break down, they said, of course, we want an excuse to stay there. You've got to realize how cynical and Machiavellian these people are. All right, going back to Robert Matata. So your son, it's mid-2005. He's back at a U.S. base inside the U.S., and he starts to do research. He starts to learn. I would imagine you said he started to wake up. What did he see the White House memo where Bush and Blair meet, and they talk about how to stage WMD fines and how to lie to the people? Or did he hear about how they faked the Yellow Cake document from Niger? Or did he learn about how they plan to stay there at least 30 years and lie to the troops? Or, I mean, what was the straw that broke the camel's back for your son, who can't come on with us because he's under court-martial right now, but you're here valiantly defending your son. What was the, I mean, when you started talking to your son around that time, did he say, Dad, I've got real concerns now?
Yes, that's actually what happened, Alex, is that, of course, he's in Fort Lewis, Washington. I'm in Hawaii, and we're talking, and he's telling me all of the things he's hearing, and he's reading about one document you can look at is the State of the Union message that Bush gave in January 2003, where he details these lies. And anybody that says that they're not lies doesn't understand the English language. But, you know, it was when I read that document, and then I read other documents, such as what Ray McGovern was saying, is that all of these things about the weapons of mass destruction were fabricated. They were made up. There was no truth at all to them. And yet this is what the Bush administration used to go to war. You know, they said there was a connection between 9/11 and Saddam Hussein. None whatsoever. Of course, you know, that's been proven to be the truth. There was none whatsoever. But what really broke my our son's back is this is what I'll tell you, is seeing what's happening to the soldiers coming back. He's not only seeing the soldiers that are not coming back, but he's also, you know, reading about these soldiers that are dying over there, the soldiers that are coming back with serious PTSD. And he's just asking himself, you know, what are we doing to our own people? You know, and for what?
Well, let's be specific there. In World War II, you only had to fly 22 missions in a B-17, though you had a 50% chance of dying. In Vietnam, one tour, that's it. I mean, even in a draft, you only make somebody serve 1 year. We got people starting their fourth and fifth tours. Every psychologist will tell you that guarantees total breakdown. And this is serious, low-intensity, asymmetrical warfare, kicking down doors, house to house, the worst type of warfare for the psyche. I mean, these people are ruined.
Oh, yes, yes. Several months ago, Alex, there was a story, and it wasn't circulated very much. It was hushed up very quickly. But a soldier came back from Iraq, and the very next day after he came back, he murdered his wife. Took a butcher knife or something and just butchered her up. These guys, you know, we've ruined them. And
well, remember out of one Delta Force squadron. Why they call them squadrons, I don't know, folks. Four guys came back. Three of them killed their wives and children. One of them just flipped out, and the police drove up, and he was flopping around in the dirt screaming.
I believe that. You know, I met a woman who came up to me in one of the speaking engagements that we had and told my wife and I that her husband had come back from Iraq, and he looked perfectly normal. And 2 weeks later, he had committed suicide. You know, what do you do? This is what we're doing to our people. And for what? You know, and this is what my son kept saying. For what? For what? You know, not for our country. They're not dying. They're not suffering for our country. They're doing it for Halliburton. They're doing it for Chevron. They're doing it for the Houston Oil Group. And that's a sad tragedy here. Is that the American people have to understand that we've invaded Iraq, we're occupying Iraq, we're committing tremendous atrocities. I mean, you mentioned it, we've killed over 650,000 innocent Iraqis. Many, many more are dying because we're not giving, we're not allowing them to have medical facilities that are in operation. There's no potable water, there's no electricity, people are literally starving to
death. Baghdad gets power if they're lucky about 2 hours a day.
If they're lucky. If they're lucky. And of course, you know, the green zone, where the...
Prostitutes, topless bars, liquor, bowling alleys.
They have them. Sex slaves. They have them. But the green zone has got electricity all the time. It's got two Olympic-sized swimming pools. This is where our embassy staff is staying. And this is where the puppet government is staying. In the 5 square miles called the green zone. In Baghdad. And if you don't think something is wrong, then you're not an American. Well, let me put it this way. Everybody outside of the United States knows what's going on over there, and it's terribly, terribly wrong.
Well, I mean, it's disgusting. We know Vietnam was about an endless war for profit and control. But at least they only made you serve one tour. I mean, this how they're using DU, I mean, they knew about DU in the 50s, but they didn't use it because it was so deadly. Now they just tell the troops, DU is good for you. We'll make you serve 4 or 5 tours. That's good for you. I mean, it seems like a gopher broke just wildness now coming out of this elite.
Just for signing up now, they're giving these new recruits $10,000. And so if you go on an extra tour, they're also saying, you know, okay, if you go on an extra tour, you know, here's another extra $20,000. And so what basically we have is we have these guys that are mercenaries. You know, the mercenaries that we have over there. You know that outside of the U.S. Army, or U.S. military, there are over 100,000 so-called security forces in Iraq. These are mercenaries.
We got video of them just randomly shooting cars for fun, splattering whole families. Now your son's up for court martial. What's going to happen with that? What are they claiming he said that was so evil?
Well, he said that the president was being deceptive. In other words, he said the truth, and they don't like that. They're offended by that. That's what they said. This is what they said in the pretrial hearing.
Well, the president isn't even our president. He signed on to the North American Union. He's a sack of traitorous filth.
I agree with you. He's, people have to understand that here we have a self-proclaimed dictator who, you know, is tyrannical, as tyrannical as Hitler. Believes that you know, God is on his side, and he's right. Might makes right. And Americans, as I say, have to wake up to understand that what we're doing to the Iraqi people.
Where is your son right now?
He's in Fort Lewis, Washington. My son is in Fort Lewis, Washington. And
do they have him in the brig, or are they letting him walk around?
Oh, he's walking around. He lives off base, and he goes to base every day. He's been reassigned to ICOR, which is an administrative unit. And
when are they going to try him?
This is going to be on February 5. February 5, there's going to be a court-martial.
And so who did he say, I mean, where did he say these great evil words that the president's deceptive?
Well, he said them in a press conference. And then he also repeated some of the words in the Veterans for Peace conference in August, about August 18th of this year. And so what they've done is they've taken words that he used, and of course the judge pointed out to them that, you know, these words are very subjective, and they could mean a lot of different things. But the prosecution says, well, nevertheless, they're offensive to them. And just because they're offensive, that he should be spending a year in jail for every offensive word that he used. This is where we're going in this country. That even soldiers, if they speak out and use words that somebody finds offensive, you're going to get prosecuted for it.
Well, I mean, they're trying to do that with just the general public. That they said the first Newt Gingrich is giving speeches saying ban the First Amendment, arrest people, ban websites. Well, your son's going to keep his soul. That's what matters.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, the Naval War College head gets up on C-SPAN and says our military works for Wall Street and the World Banks. Dying Corps, our military, and Halliburton were openly in major papers running giant kidnapping rings in Iraq. I mean, they're involved in every form of trafficking and evil you can imagine. And I just can't believe anybody would serve over there, that anybody would be involved in this. And let the military try to persecute and prosecute people like Mr. Watada, it's only going to backfire on them. Now, a lot of troops have spoken out against the war. Why do you think they have singled out your son?
They've singled out my son because, one, he's an officer, and this is a real embarrassment for them that they weren't able to, brainwash my son to the point that he believes that it's okay to kill. They also do not like the idea that he spoke out. You know, that he got up and had a press conference and said that, you know, what is going on in Iraq is wrong. That the president lied.
Now, is that before or after he refused to get deployed to Iraq?
Well, it was at the same time. It was the same time that his brigade was going to go out, and so he made a public statement that he was not going to go with his brigade to Iraq because of the illegality of the war, the immorality of the war. And so it was at this point in time that they, of course, they forced an order on him to go, and he refused to go.
Now, what are they going to do when more and more of the troops say no, and more of the troops are speaking out saying it's all a lie, what we hear on TV?
Well, I think you're familiar with what happened in Vietnam. It was when the soldiers quit fighting that the war came to an end. And I get a feeling that that's what's going to happen in Iraq, because as you know, most of the troops over there, the soldiers anyway, they know what they're doing over there is wrong. I have I recently received an email from a soldier, and he says that everybody, the word he uses is everybody over here knows that what we're doing over here is wrong. And it's just a matter of time before they're going to say enough is enough.
What do you think about the development of them trying to go to Mexico, talk about mercenaries, to open huge recruiting stations to shift our military now over to foreigners? I mean, that's really getting imperial.
Well, they've been doing this for a while now. They have been recruiting people in Mexico, in the barrios of Mexico, for some time. They've gone to the Philippines. They've gone to Puerto Rico. They go to these places where the poor kids do not understand anything, and they're told, "Oh, you're going to get American citizenship if you fight." Well, I understand that that's sort of a joke also, because all they do is they get green cards once they're out of the military. But they stay in the military. You talk about four or five tours over there. These people are not going over there because they want to go over there. They have something called stop loss, and they're forced to go over there.
That's right. We've got people who've already served, and they make them stay in.
That's correct. They even have reserve officers now, reserve members of the Army. They're forced to go back.
But, I mean, what's wrong with the elite that they're wearing the military down to nothing and recruiting foreigners and doing, I mean, this is just crazy.
It is insane. You're right. It is insane. Oil and corporate profits are so important for Bush and Cheney and Rice, and of course Rumsfeld is still around there. But we're also talking about Henry Kissinger. We're talking about James Baker. These guys, the corporate profits are so important for them that they'll do anything.
What do you think about the Democrats attempting to increase troops, and then now they're getting some heat, so they're going to have a few hearings and try to just put everybody off? We have 78% in major polls of the American people, 70% of the troops in polls want to come home, but they're not home. Where are they? We've been there 3.5-4 years.
On January 15th, there's going to be a group called Appeal for Redress, or Petition for Redress, and they're going to present to Congress. They're going to present this a request that
tell you what,
Congress
stay there. Do about 5 minutes on the other side with me, sir, because I want to talk about solutions and also how we help your son and other soldiers that don't want to fight for the New World Order. It's not our military. It's not our country. And as soon as we get around to realizing that, we can get America back. but not a minute before we realize it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Mother, should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
Welcome back. We got Debbie Morrow coming up for a few minutes. Always great to have her. I want to play this clip of O'Reilly. And again, I'm not giving him attention. I'm not focusing in on the mainstream media. I really think that's a diversion. But it's important to play this just to illustrate for people out there that support him and support the war and support all this, the type of mindlessness and the tactics that are being used against you. I mean, you need to be aware that you're being targeted with propaganda. Going back to our guest, Bob Watada, father of Aaron Watada, Lieutenant Aaron Watada, who's up for court-martialing on February 5th. We'll be following that here. Dar Jamal is being called as a prosecution witness because he was at one of the events where he spoke. Frequent contributor to this broadcast. We'll be getting him on to talk about it as well. Just unbelievably disgusting that they're trying all of this. We're simply pointing out the president was deceptive. We know that he's deceptive. We know he's a criminal. We know they premeditatedly lied about WMDs. They've lied about everything. They're always lying. And, you know, a lot of us are outraged at the traitorous activities of this government. Mr. Watada, in closing, any websites you want to plug, any organizations that are moving forward trying to end this war, any way we can help your son?
Well, certainly we have a website, thankyoult.org. Thankyoult.org. That's the website that we have up there for Aaron to try to let everybody know what is happening and what we would like to see them do to help Aaron.
Give that website out again one more time.
Okay. It's thankyoult.org. thankyoult.org.
I bet you're proud of your son because, it, you know, he didn't listen to you. He joined the military, but then he found out it was a scam. And a lot of people get involved in a scam and they rationalize, they project, they lie to themselves, they make excuses. He didn't. He admitted he was wrong. He admitted he'd been bamboozled and defrauded. And then he didn't just slink away. He spoke out and said he was wrong and showed real moral courage. And so I salute your son.
Well, thank you very much. We are also very proud of him for taking the stand he has. We know that he's going to possibly be put into jail for it. But, you know, there's people like, Martin Luther King was jailed. Rosa Parks was jailed. These people stood up and said, hey, this is wrong.
Jesus Christ was jailed.
Jesus Christ was jailed.
Founding fathers were jailed.
That's correct. Even George Washington was called a traitor by his own people. He was called treasonous. He was called a traitor because he went against the king.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on, sir, and we'll check in with you as this develops. I know you'll be very busy around the trial, but I'd like to get you on during that, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. And just call me, and you have my number, and I will be glad to join you on your show.
Thank you, Robert. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Just disgusting. And I understand you can't have everybody running around in the military generally shooting their mouth off about the president, but, I mean, these are criminals. And it's in the military code that if you've got a criminal government, you are to resist it, you are to speak out against it. It's in the Declaration of Independence. This government is criminal, period. And you can't put perfume on a pig. It cannot be done. This war is a shame to America. And the very people orchestrating this war are the very people implementing the destruction of our borders and the North American Union. They're the very ones butchering the Bill of Rights. That's my Bill of Rights, not yours, you sniveling neocons. That's the heart and soul of the U.S., not you. Not you. You don't own, and you don't run this country, and you don't own, and you don't run me. So stop running around on your moral high horses, Republican listeners out there. People who aren't conservative, you're Republican. You like your pervert, homosexual Republican leaders. That's what you like. That's what you love. That's what you're into. And I bring that up because it throws them for a loop. George Bush is about as conservative as a $3 bill. And it's just a joke. You are a joke. And you know who you are out there listening. You make me sick. This country has been completely hijacked. And I just bring up the whole gay thing because it's just so ridiculous that going back to the late 80s right through today, there's constantly gay prostitutes in there. That's what these guys are into at Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. And it's just such a joke. And then I'm tired of liberals blaming Christians, going, oh, look at your Christian leaders. You know, look at Bush. He believes God told him to do it. He just does that to manipulate Christians. That guy is as Christian as Satan. I'm going to shut up. Let's go to Debbie Morrow. Then I'm going to go to this O'Reilly thing. I'm going to cover some of the news. And then the third hour, solid blitzkrieg of calls. I will take unending calls, lots of them. Debbie Morrow, hadn't had you on in 2 or 3 weeks. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me back. You know, we were closed for the holidays, and we could get all of our bookkeeping done for the new year, and now we are ready to go and take your orders and get back to selling Berkeys.
Well, let's be specific. This is a made-in-America black Berkey system. I've bought many of them as gifts. Use one right here in the office, and you get a wholesale price on it. A $200 unit or $195 unit would be about 300 in stores. You also the national distributors for the British Berkeys, so you get the big discount on those as well. Call her for prices. This is the big national manufacturer and distributor, but they've got Debbie just to handle radio interviews, just to give you that personal customer service, and she's a wonderful lady. They've got a free brochure. They've got sports bottles that just make the water safe to drink. They've got purifiers that totally clean it out. The water is full of poison. It is, and people even, what do you mean full of poison? Just go read what the EPA allows. Herbicide, pesticide, heavy metals, chlorine, it goes on and on. And people need to give Debbie Morrow a call. You need to, this is one area of your life you can take control right now, and that's to stop drinking all of the poison that's in the water. Debbie?
That's correct. You said it all, Alex, and we're here to take your calls. And, you know, the Berkey water systems are affordable, and if you're buying bottled water now, you know, it's going to pay for itself in no time. It's a great, easy-to-use system. You don't have to call a plumber to get it plumbed in. It's all standalone products made in America, and it actually purifies the pathogenic bacteria, cyst, and sediment, and the VOCs to a non-detectable level. It set a new standard in the water filter industry, and we'd like to get those out to all of your listeners.
Well, you've got a bunch of different units. Describe what a $198, $195 unit does.
Okay. Well, we have a travel Berkey, which is a stainless steel 1.5-gallon system that you can use an apartment house. It's good for 1 or 2 or 3 people. It's great if you want to have it for on the go. A lot of our customers, a lot of your listeners save their Berkeys for, God forbid, something really bad happen. And I always try to encourage you, don't do that. Use it every day. It's something that you want to do every day because bad things are happening every day to your water. It's, you know, there's bad stuff in the water all the time now. We don't want to wait until there's nuclear fallout because you want to get out the VOCs and the chemicals and, you know, things like MTBE. And
well, every major city, they found Ritalin and Prozac and everything else in it. The fish can't even reproduce in most major city lakes now because of all the female hormones just from birth control pills alone.
That's right. And we want to filter our water the best we can so that we know that we're getting out all of these bad contaminants that are in the water.
No, they're nutritious.
Well, you know, I have a little granddaughter that they're trying to force my daughter into putting her on Ritalin or something just because she's a creative child.
I mean, they're sick freaks.
Yeah, they
don't,
are.
Do not let them do that.
No, oh, absolutely not. We'll pull her out of school before we let that happen.
They're scum.
You know? And,
think about America trying to, they got 15 million kids on this, and now they passed the federal New Freedom Initiative to federally fund forcing more kids on it.
Yeah.
I mean, getting the stuff makes them, their heart expand, their brain shrink, retards growth, causes all sorts of heart attacks. That's mainstream news, man. What is, and then they'll knock your door down looking for illegal drugs, which the government shipped in to begin with. I mean, I just cannot deal with it anymore.
Absolutely.
Bunch of drug-pushing trash.
That's it. That's it, Alex. And so we want to get these Berkeys out to as many people as possible, so please give me a call. And
yes, give them a call. Give her a call right now, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com online. You can order via the Safe Secure shopping cart, and right there in the comment section, tell them what free gift you want with one of the big Berkeys, potassium iodate, a sports bottle, sheltering in place DVD, 888-803-4438, or berkeywater.com. Debbie, how was your holiday?
Actually, we had really, really wonderful holiday. It was kind of quiet. Thanksgiving's our big holiday. Christmas, we stay home and be kind of quiet and got real rested.
That's good. That's why I wish I could have done that.
Yeah, it was great.
Hey, good. Debbie, thank you for coming on. Say hi to your husband and family for me.
I will. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to hearing from your listeners. Leave your number twice, so in case I don't hear it correctly the first time, okay?
Debbie, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com or order via infowars.com. Okay. There's so many lies. I'm going to play it, and we're going to stop the tape, and I'm going to comment as we go through it, or I would never be able to, you know, later comment on all of it. This is O'Reilly with the leader of the group that protested when the Democrats were trying to shill with their pro-war position after flip-flopping. Okay, and then notice how he tries to say they have no members, they're a little group, they're nobody, they're disrupting, they're bad, they're crazy. It's all buzzwords. Here it is.
Tonight, even though the Democrats took control of Congress today, some on the far left are not happy. When Democratic Congressman Rahm Emanuel tried to give a speech yesterday, here's what happened.
At every step of the we're gonna keep going here. We're gonna have a. Thank you.
So Emanuel could not get his remarks out. Joining us from Washington, Sansara Taylor, prominent member of the far left group, The World Can't Wait. What? Why? Some members of your group were in that screaming mob. Why do you do that, and what's the worthiness of that?
Well, Bill, right now what we see is the U.S. is involved in a criminal war in Iraq. It was launched illegally. It's cost hundreds of thousands of Iraqi lives. It's cost thousands of U.S. soldiers' lives. There's been a whole doctrine of preemptive war that's been codified into place and an institutionalization of torture. These are war crimes and crimes against humanity, and if Congress is not speaking about them, so people have an obligation to step up and speak the truth and to demand a stop to these crimes.
Okay, so you're saying that the new Democrat Congress in here now, you're not even going to give them a chance to address the things that you just said.
Okay, let's stop right there. These Democrat groups attack people like me when I said, you watch, the Democrats are going to come in and say, increase the troops. They're going to do whatever that Henry Kissinger, George Shultz / James Baker group says. And then now those groups, and I have to commend them, did, after they saw the Democrats were going to basically go for expansion of the war, they got mad. And they went in there and tried to shut down press conferences to get media attention that the American people demand. So here he is claiming that they're not even giving the Democrats a chance. That's lie number one. Then he starts trying to talk about how they're a minority view and that people don't agree with them and that it's her view that the war was a lie and that it's her opinion. No, those are facts, buddy, like gravity. Let's go back to Bill O'Reilly.
Down, so they can't even address it even if they wanted to. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the Democrats have made very abundantly clear that they are not calling for an immediate withdrawal from Iraq. This is the only just solution right now.
Okay, so unless the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever is elected, immediately withdraw from Iraq, you will not let them speak. Your group will shout them down. This is your version of democracy. You think this is what the country should be.
They speak all the time. The voices that are not heard are the voices like Cindy Sheehan's, like the protesters who are out today demanding
plenty of publicity, and she gets plenty of opportunities.
The voices talking about the war crimes that are being committed in our names right now, the fact that because of the U.S. occupation of Iraq, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi people's lives have been destroyed, people have been killed, torture has been committed and legalized.
Okay, but look.
These things are not being discussed the way they should.
Ms. Taylor, that's your opinion, okay?
Stop right there. That's your opinion. White House memos say they can torture people till they die. Official torture children with pliers. It's all there. They've used it. They've done it. No, that's her opinion. Now, again, he's playing to this mindless audience that's got Alzheimer's out there who literally can't even, they just lack O'Reilly. They just want to be lied to by this butcher of America. Here it is.
But those
are facts.
No, they're not facts. You
the
are a loon.
Is being
you're a lunatic.
Credit?
And if you weren't
hit
a lunatic,
pause again. She goes, those are facts. He says that's her opinion. Okay, about it being an unjust war, a staged war. They lied us into war, torture being legitimized. No, no, those aren't facts. That's your opinion. She says, no, they are facts. He goes, you're a loon. You're a loon. She's a loon. That's all he ever does with people he disagrees with. He calls them a loon. Well, you're a pervert, buddy. You're a perv who sexually harasses, admittedly, women hardcore that work for you. I mean, how do you like that? I mean, if anybody is a loon, it's you, Bill O'Reilly, who would get up there and lie about the death of America, who would push the North American Union. And I've heard him say, ban SUVs, ban the militia. You're a piece of trash. You're not a real conservative. You're a piece of filth. You got to be ashamed of yourself. You're a big bully. You're a punk. We'll come back and play the rest of what this punk has to say. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs.
Welcome back.
Behind
good old Troy in West Virginia hadn't been on in a few weeks. He's called in. Then we'll go to Don, Wolf, Joe, and many others. Let me finish up with O'Reilly, though. And this young lady did an excellent job up against him. And that's how you do it. Just talk over him. Stay on your point. Just ignore him. He was getting real upset. His face was turning red. But it doesn't matter. He still wins because his audience is mindless idiots who want to convince themselves that everything's all right, that America's perfect, that nothing's wrong, that everything's kosher. And as long as he just calls people crazy, then everything must be true, he says. So back to the tape.
That's your opinion, okay? And
no,
you're entitled under the Constitution to your opinion.
But those are facts.
No, they're not facts. You
the
are a loon.
Is being
you're a lunatic. And if you weren't a lunatic, 90% of America would agree with you. You're a lunatic. You
stop.
Got maybe 8%.
Stop. Stop. He says maybe 8% agree with you. Folks, there have been, it's got to be 50-something scientific polls the last few months. They've been all over television. 78%, I say that, it's between 75 and 82%, depending on what poll you look at. So I just say 78, you know, average it. Go pull it up yourself, are against the war. 70% of the troops. I mean, everybody knows that it's a wildly unpopular war, even with a bunch of Republican senators and congressmen, from Hagel to Paul. No, you're a loon. It's crazy. Only 8% are against it. Talk about lying. I mean, just listen to what comes out of his mouth. But people at home, man, watching Fox News in their rocking chairs, they're, that's right, everybody loves it, everybody likes it, it's good. Here, go back to it.
You're a lunatic. You got maybe 8% that agree with you.
No, the majority of the country is against this president and against
the majority of the country, Ms. Taylor, with all due respect, think that you're a loon. Okay?
That's
and wouldn't
not
be,
true.
Yes. And if they
Pause.
Were with you, they would.
See, it's high school popularity mentality. It's junior high, low-grade moron behavior. Everybody thinks you're a kook. Ha ha, she thinks the world's round. Ha ha, she's stupid. I mean, it's just, it's base. But base propaganda is effective with the dumbed-down public. Back to the pervert.
Be out with the signs when you demonstrate instead of you and your paltry little group, which number about 50 or 60.
That
all
is a
you
lie
want
as
is
well.
Attention.
That is a lie as well. No, we don't want
That's
attention. We want an end to the crimes being committed in our names, or we're complicit with them.
Now, let's stop right there.
With the
World Can't Wait and those other groups have had over 5 million people in the streets of America. I mean, yeah, it's a couple thousand here in Austin, a couple hundred thousand in New York, a couple hundred thousand in D.C., a couple hundred thousand in L.A., a couple hundred thousand in Chicago, a couple hundred thousand in London. But I've been at demonstrations where it had to be a million in New York. I mean, I'd be up in the Empire State Building looking down at the RNC, and there'd be people protesting across 20 roads, you know, 20 different blocks, just everywhere people. And the news would say 200,000. Hell, one street was 200,000. But it doesn't matter. He says 50 people. That's how many in America are against the war. 50! Back to the liar!
Crimes being committed in our names, or we're complicit with them.
Okay, then what's wrong with the American people in voting in for two terms President Bush and now voting in Democrats whom you say won't do anything differently? What's wrong
Bill,
with the majority of the
knows.
American people? Are we all stupid?
Bill, everybody knows. No, the majority
Stop
of the American
right there.
People...
Over and over again, he says, what's wrong then with the American people? Are the majority stupid and the majority are for the war? Now, everyone knows the majority are against the war. So he lies and says the majority are for the war. Then he says, oh, and you say they're stupid. See, base psychology. This is what they do. But it works on a lot of people. All right, we'll come back, finish up the O'Reilly clip, go to Troy from Florida and others.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.